You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is the news that Spotify has paid upwards of $100 million to get exclusive rights to the Joe Rogan podcast. This is a big deal. Joe Rogan has perhaps the most popular podcast in America, and Spotify is paying a ton of money for it. So why is Spotify doing this? Well, clearly, they're going hard into the podcast world. They acquired Gimlet, Ringer, a whole bunch of other podcast networks. It's a huge ambition for them. I think what they're trying to do also is emulate Netflix. Part of the way Netflix has succeeded in recent years is they have a couple of exclusive hits, and you come in and you watch all kinds of other stuff. It just becomes the regular thing you do watching Netflix. But you have to have something special on there. So maybe that's what Spotify wants to do with Joe Rogan. It doesn't think it's actually going to get $100 million from Joe Rogan, but people will come in, listen to his podcast, get used to the Spotify interface, and then listen to all their podcasts there, and maybe a bunch of music too. And it's not going to be hard to convert people. Everybody already has Spotify downloaded on their phones. They may just not use it for podcasts. They might just use it for music, or they might have stopped using it. But the amount of work you're going to have to get them to do to become regular Spotify podcast users is pretty low. But this leads to another question. Why did Apple mess this up so badly? Apple had a dominant position. I mean, it still has the leading position. Podcasts downloaded through the podcast app on people's iPhones or through iTunes. Why did they miss this? Why didn't they become the big winner? Everything was set up for it. But Apple's podcast app is bad. If you try to search on it versus trying to search on Spotify, Spotify is vastly better. It is vastly easier to discover stuff on Spotify. Their recommendations are better. Everything about Spotify's podcast experience is better than the native podcast app. It comes downloaded on your iPhones. So why did Apple miss it? I suppose it's a couple of reasons. One, they just didn't care. The whole podcast market is a drop in the bucket for Apple. Two, most of the money in podcasting comes from advertising, which is not an area where Apple has really focused, in part because advertising often requires trade-offs with privacy that the company won't make. And three, sometimes you just screw up, even if you're Apple. You're good at some things, and you're not good at others. Amazing at making hardware, not so great at winning the podcast market. All right, so someone wants to pay me $100 million for these LinkedIn videos to become exclusive. I am in. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.